A couple of years ago, the Florida High School Athletic Association ruled that five high school football players in Lakeland were ineligible to play after they transferred from one school to another. An investigation revealed three of their parents had falsified residency records to make it seem like they lived in the school district when they really didn't.
And one of the parents of a child who was ruled ineligible is a very close friend of one of the state legislators who's in a very influential position right now.
That's Athletic Association Executive Director Roger Deering. He says a state senator from Lakeland, Kelly Stargell, is sponsoring a bill that would chip away at the association's power. Stargell also sponsored last year's controversial bill allowing students to transfer from one school to another mid-year and still be eligible to play sports. That became law just before the current school year. Deering says Stargell and Representative Larry Metz, who's sponsoring similar legislation in the House, are creating a bad precedent about how the government interacts with nonprofits like the Athletic Association.
For the state legislature to start adopting particular rules for private, not-for-profit organizations about how they can generate the revenue, how they spend the revenue, who's on their board of directors, who their CEO is, it's bad political practice.
Metz's bill would change the makeup of the High School Athletic Association's board of directors to include more government appointees. It would also cut the group's budget, as much as 50% in some areas. And Association Chief Financial Officer Linda Robertson says that would ultimately hurt student athletes.
Some of what we spend the money on is to train our officials and our umpires, to train our coaches, and then to turn around and provide a state championship that we think, you know, is second to none in the state of Florida. We have really great championship events at professional fields and arenas.
Robertson says the association shares 85% of money from postseason tournaments with the member schools, and the association provides help for schools who have trouble affording their trip to state championships. But supporters of the bills, like a group called the Access for Student Athletes Coalition, paint a darker picture of the Athletic Association. A press release from the coalition says the association overreaches its authority and uses, in its words, sanctioned bullying when conducting investigations. But the association's Roger Deering says that's unfounded.
Investigation is far from the biggest thing that this association does. So that part is completely blown out of proportion in the bill.
Deering says he's concerned about how the new bills will weaken its power to investigate.
It limits our investigators to what hours they can operate. When, for example, many of our games are on Saturdays and Saturday nights. Well, according to the law, they can only investigate Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. I mean, really?
The bills would also put a higher burden on the association to prove violations of rules and would require all ineligibility decisions to be reviewed by administrative law judges. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.